奉主是圣名，我们一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Word of God together.
今天这一堂，我们用丢弃使徒位分的犹大，我们来一起来做勉励。
This session, we will study the topic Judas, the apostle who fell from his ministry.
使徒是一个位分。
To be an apostle is to have a special status.
这是非常尊贵。
It is a very precious status.
我们来看《使徒行传》一章十四节。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 1, verse 24.
使徒行传一章二十四节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 24.
二十四节。使徒行传第一章第二十四节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 24.
众人就祷告说：主啊，你知道万人的心，求你从这两个人中间指明你所拣选的是谁，叫他们得着这使徒的位分。这位分犹大已经丢弃。这个犹大丢弃使徒位分，在他们祷告里面，你把它祷告出来了。
In their prayers, they also mentioned how Judas fell from his apostleship.
他们在祷告也说，哎，祷告说，哎，使徒丢弃，那个犹大丢弃使徒位分。
In their prayers, they spoke of how he departed from the ministry and fell from his apostleship.
那犹大丢弃自己使徒位分，就往自己的地方去了。
And he went to his own place.
哎，他的地方当然就是不好的地方。
And his place is not a good place.
这个使徒的位分在当时历史的时空之下呢？是一个很尊贵的一个位分。
And the status of the apostle in history is a very precious status.
犹大失掉了。
Judas lost this.
所以还要选一个来补替。
And so they had to choose another to substitute him.
因为十二使徒这是很特别的，主耶稣所拣选的。
Because these 12, The 12 apostles were specially chosen by Jesus.
这是我们看路加福音第六章十二节。
We can turn to Luke chapter
6. 路加福音第六章十二节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 12.
我们知道这是主耶稣上山祷告整个晚上之后，从众门徒当中挑选出来的使徒。
These were the 12 that Jesus chose after he had spent a whole night on the mountain praying.
所以这是在众门徒里面特选的十个人。
So out of all of the multitudes, he especially chose these 12 people.
一路上跟耶稣人很多。
There are many people who followed Jesus.
被选上使徒的就十个。
But there were only 12 who were chosen to be apostles.
这十个人呢，主耶稣带着他们。
And these 12, he also led.
在这里我们可以看到他们主耶稣很用心、啊、
And we see that Jesus was very careful、
嗯、非常他用 很用心的来跟他们在一起
And he spent much effort guiding them
对我们来看马太福音十三章第十七节
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 23
马太福音十三章十七节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 17。
十三章十七节。
Matthew 13 verse 17。
我是在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和义人，要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听见的，却没有听见。
Assuredly, I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it.
这里的你们是特别指跟在耶稣旁边那些门徒啊。
He said this to those who were beside him, the apostles.
许多的先知
The prophets,
以利亚先知
including Elijah,、
哎、但以理先知
Daniel.
主耶稣说你们这些门徒啊，就是当时的使徒，比但以理先知啦，比以赛亚先知，他们都还更有福气啊。
We're not as fortunate as the 12 disciples.Who were able to see what they did not see?
因为他们刚好生在那个历史的时刻里面。
Because they were born at that particular time and place.
他们看到、听到弥赛亚的信息。
They saw and they heard the news of the Messiah.
这个不是你可以等的。
This is not something you can wait for.
他们实在是太幸运了。
They were truly too fortunate.
刚好生跟耶稣同样那个时候。
Because they were born in the same time and place as Jesus.
他们如果早几年死，也没有办法。
And if they had died only a few years earlier, then it would have come to nothing.
他们晚几年生也碰不上。
And if they had died, if they had been born a few years later, then they also would not have met him.
就是碰上了。
But they met him.
也不会被选为十二个使徒，不一定会被选为十二个使徒啊。
And even if you were to meet Jesus, it does not mean that you would be chosen to be one of the 12.
那这个使徒有一个很重要的任务啊。
And this is a very, they held a very important role.
耶稣一出来就选十二个使徒，要以后成为耶稣复活的见证人。
Jesus chose these 12 so that they would be witnesses of his resurrection.
所以路加福音二十四章四十八节啊。
So Luke chapter 24 verse 48.
耶稣要升天之前。
And before Jesus was about to ascend.
还跟他们说了。
Into heaven, he told them,
你们就是这些事的见证。
You are the witnesses.
就是耶稣复活的见证。
You are witnesses of these things, which is his resurrection.
所以这十个人不可缺。
So, he could not do without these 12.
所以少了一个，后来要把它补上一个。
So, because one of them was lost, they had to find another to take his place.
那这个这么尊贵的位分，这个犹大把它丢了。
But Judas.Actually, gave up this very precious status.
那个腓立比书三章第八节，保罗也在丢东西啊。
And in Philippians chapter 3, Paul was also giving up things.
腓立比书三章八节，保罗说：“我丢弃万事，看作粪土。”
In chapter 3, verse 8, he said that he counted all things as loss, as rubbish.
保罗丢弃他以前夸口的属世的事情。
He threw away all of the things that he had once boasted of.
保罗丢弃能够影响他跟主耶稣亲近的所有世上的事情。
He threw away all of the things of the world that would influence or affect his relationship with Christ.
听他丢弃万事为了要得到基督。
He threw away all things so that he could obtain Christ.
那这个犹大也在丢弃啊。
Judas was also throwing things away.
他竟然丢弃了那个历史史那个在历史上面很难得到的这样的一个使徒位分。
He actually threw away this very precious status that could only be obtained in that time and place.
在人类历史只就那么一次而已啊。
In human history, there was only that one time.
因为耶稣完了那个升天之后，那个十二使徒。再没有再重选十二个使徒了。
Because after Jesus ascended into heaven, there were no other 12 that were chosen again.
犹大就这样把他丢了。
But Judas gave up his apostleship.
很可惜啊。
It was truly a very, it was a great shame.
当然我们是那个生不逢时啊。如果那时候的话，大家去看可不可以捡得到。
Of course, now that we think about it, if we were in that time, we would probably struggle for that
他丢了赶快捡嘛你丢我捡了
We would try to pick it up Pick up what he had thrown away
但是我们没有办法 太久了
But we do not have that opportunity
那我们来看看为什么这么尊贵的这个位分他会把它丢掉
And now we will examine why Judas would throw away such a precious status
不是他一来就不好了
It was not because he was always evil
我们看马可福音
If we turn to Mark
Mark 福音第三章
Mark chapter
3 第十三节
Mark chapter 3 verse 13
Mark 福音三章十三节
Mark chapter 3 verse 13
耶稣上了山哦，随自己的意思叫人来他们便来到他那里十四节
14
他就设立十二个人要他们常和自己同在也要差他们去传道第十五节
15
并给他们权柄赶鬼这是主耶稣选立十二使徒的开始
This is when Jesus first chose the 12
那其中一个就是犹大
And one of them was Judas
那个你看主耶稣拣选特别选他们
We see that Jesus especially chose these 12
设立他们然后要他们常和自己同在
And he appointed them so that they might be with him.
他是 天天跟耶稣在一起的，一起吃饭，一起睡觉。
They were with him daily. They ate with him and slept with him.
一起出去传道。
And together they traveled out to preach.
一路上他们耶稣到哪里就带着他们同在在到哪里啊。
Wherever Jesus was, they followed.
嗯，所以主有一些道理啊，主耶稣只特别跟他们说啊。
And so Jesus also specially gave them some teachings.
我们看第马可福音第十章第十节四章十节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 4 verse 10.
主耶稣在讲比喻哦。
Jesus was telling a parable.
那听得懂就听懂，听不懂也是迷迷糊糊的。
And some could hear and understand, and some to others they were ignorant.
但是没有人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒。问他这比喻的意思。
But when he was alone, those around him asked him about the meaning of the parable.
第十一节。
11.
耶稣对他们说了，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，若是对外人，就用比喻说了。
And he said to you, it has been given them to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, all things come in parables.
神国的奥秘特别叫他们知道的。
The mystery of the kingdom of God was especially given for them to know.
真的，主耶稣特别指示他们。
And Jesus especially taught them its significance.
我们再看马太福音二十章。
Let us also turn to Matthew chapter 20.
十七节。
Matthew chapter 20 verse 17.
十七节，耶稣上耶路撒冷去的时候，在路上把十二个门徒带到一边，对他们说：“看啊，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子要被杀，交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，又交给外邦人，将他戏弄、鞭打，钉在十字架上。第三日他要复活。”耶稣要被受难的宣告，也只对这十二个门徒讲。
Jesus also especially told them about what he would suffer.
所以这一路上来，犹大都有份的。
And so Judas also had a part in all of these things.
应该他也是学了不少。
He had learned a great deal.
那再过来，我们看马可福音三章十四节，耶稣还差他们出去传道。
And if we turn back to Mark chapter 3 verse 14, we see that Jesus appointed them so and sent them out to preach.
所以他还是一个受差的使者。
So he was one who was also sent.
并且耶稣给他们权柄。
And Jesus also gave them power.
可以制服一切的鬼。
So that they could cast out demons.
医治各样的疾病啊。
And heal all kinds of sicknesses.
路加福音九章一节这边告诉我们很清楚了。
Luke chapter 9 verse 1 also tells us very clearly.
所以那个犹大也是跟别其他的使徒一样，也得到这样的权柄啊。
That they had received this kind of power and authority.
他也拥有疫病赶鬼的能力了。
So Judas too also had the power and authority to cast out demons.
他也是跟耶稣这样风尘仆仆走了三年。
And he also followed Jesus and walked with him for those 3 years.
主耶稣没有特别那个对他不好，说疫病赶鬼的权柄没有交给他，都是一样的。
Jesus treated them all the same.
所以这是。他真的是也是为了耶稣付出很多。
So Judas also gave up a great deal for Jesus.
我们看马太福音十九章二十七节。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 19 verse 27.
马太福音十九章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 27.
这个彼得代表十二个门徒讲话了。
Peter represented the disciples and spoke on their behalf.
那彼得就对他说，对耶稣说了，看啊，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。
He said to Jesus, "See, we have left all and followed you."
将来我们要得到什么呢？
Therefore, what shall we have?
当然，这是彼得代表发言。
Peter was speaking on their behalf.
我们是那些跟耶稣的门徒啊，至少这十二门徒，这十二使徒是包括在内。
We referred to or included the 12 disciples.
他真的是撇下一切来跟从耶稣了。
Indeed, they had left all things behind to follow Jesus.
你不能说他的决心是假的。
So you cannot say that they had false determination.
你不能说他的奉献是虚的。
You cannot say that what they had sacrificed was empty.
他也是跟彼得一样，跟约翰一样，真的带着一颗奉献的心来 跟耶稣的。
Peter and John had a heart of sacrifice to follow Jesus.
主耶稣也是应许他的。
And Jesus had also.
19章28节，马太福音。
And 19 verse 28.
耶稣用非常肯定的、最高保证的语气对他说，
Jesus、
对他们说。
Spoke to them assuredly.
当然，这其中也是包括犹大。
And he spoke to Judas as well.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们。
He said, assuredly I say to you.
这是最高的保证的语气了。
This is the greatest guarantee.
你们这跟从我的，要到复兴的时候坐，人只要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在十二个宝座上。十二个宝座当然是那个犹大的宝座没有，也包括在内了。
He said that you will also sit on 12 thrones. Therefore, Judas was included in the 12.
审判以色列四个支派。
Together, they would judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
凡为我的名撇下房屋或弟兄姊妹、父亲、母亲、儿女、田地的，必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。
Whoever has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life.
这个也是听在犹大的耳里面了。
And Judas heard these words with his ears.
他知道将来他会得到权柄。
He knew that in the future he would receive such authority.
跟耶稣一同执掌王权。
To judge all with Jesus.
今生得百倍。
And he would receive a hundredfold.
来世得永生。
And he would also inherit eternal life.
他也是包括着他的。
This included him.
这多大的福气呢？
You can see what a great blessing this was.
三十节。
30.
然而啊，许多在前的将要在后啊，在后的将要在前啊。
But many who are first will be last, and the last first.
这是主耶稣讲完这个，耶稣警告他们了。
This was the warning that Jesus gave them.
这个时候还不晓得是谁了。
We don't know who he was referring to.
小心在前的可能会跑到后面去了。
But he said, be careful because the first may become last.
但是不是说在前的一定会在后啊?
It doesn't mean that the first will definitely become last.
那这样是没有人做前呢、啊、也是有前的。
There will also be some who will be first.
那我们看十六节，二十章十六节。
Let us read 20 verse 16.
耶稣讲了一个比喻之后，那个话另外一种方式来表达。
After he told another parable, he repeated this in 16.
这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后。到底你要在前还是在后
？So the last will be first, and the first last. So which will you be, the last or the first?
在后的就到前了。
The last will be first.
那你在前啊，在前又在后，那你到底在前在后
？But if you were first or are first, then you'll be last. So which are you going to be, first or last?
这讲我们的心态问题了。
This refers to our.The state of our hearts.
对那些十个门徒啊，以保那个彼得为带头的发言的，他是说：“你看，我们已经牺牲这一切了，不是在前了吗？”
When Jesus spoke on the behalf of the disciples and said, "Look, we have left all and followed you," he was speaking as one who was first.
就说小心了。
But you have to be careful then.
如果你存着这样的一种心，自满的心。
Because if you hold this kind of attitude where you are self-righteous,
自傲了、huh?
You are proud,
你可能就跑到后面去了。
Then you may also become the last.
但是那些在后的，谦卑的,
But those who are last, who are humble,
就会在前了。
Will become the first.
这些道理犹大都听进去了。
And Judas heard all of these things.
犹大真正的也是一路上来跟着耶稣。
Judas truly had followed Jesus in all of his travels.
他可能比较灵光、啊、怎么样算钱比较会算，一般出去如果对钱没有概念的、啊、两三下掉光光。
He was probably more skilled or had ability to count money.
从十个人特别选一个来管钱。
Because out of the 12, there was one who was chosen to look over and take care of the money.
那这个就是犹大。
And this was Judas.
所以对他相当有信心了。
And Jesus had trust in Judas.
我在想，耶稣绝对不会选一个会偷钱的，说，因为你会偷钱，所以特别选你来偷我的钱。
I don't think Jesus would have chosen someone whom he knew would steal to do this work.
应该是不会了。
He wouldn't choose him.
但是他钱拿久了就贪了。
But after Judas was in charge of the money, for a while he became greedy.
我们看约福音第十二章第六节。
Let us turn to John chapter 12.
约福音十二章
John chapter 12
第六节
verse 6
第六节犹大这是犹大讲他说这话并不是那个挂念穷人乃是因为他是个贼又带着钱囊常取其中所存的
Judas said this not because he cared for the poor but because he was a thief and had the money box.
这个故事我们很熟了，玛利亚献香膏。
We are familiar with the story of Mary who offered a pound of very costly fragrance.
哦，那是大整个屋子都香啊。
And the fragrance filled the whole house.
他可能闻到。
And Judas probably smelled it.
我看他是一个识货的人啊。他认识这个实在是真的拿打香膏。
We can see that he recognized the value or the preciousness of this perfume.
因为他试货，如果那是那个香膏是假的，他就不会讲第四节的话了。
If he knew that this was not that precious, then he would not have said what he said.
第四节哈。
In verse 4.
有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大。第五节。
Five.
说这香膏为什么不卖四十两银子周济穷人呢？他应该，他管钱也是应该有理由的啦。他对这个买卖东西啊，他很识货。一看啊，这是真的，拿打香膏。一看四十两银子跑不掉。
Judas was very adept at recognizing the value of things. So we see here that he once he saw this fragrance, he knew that it was worth 300 denarii.
如果你对买卖东西不熟，说实在，现在叫我说，我只想什么 Chanel 比较有名，对不对？你一瓶多少，我搞不懂，又没买过。
If you were not familiar with these things, for example, if I were asked, I would only know that Chanel is a very expensive fragrance.
不知道多少钱呢、啊、
？But I have no idea how much it is worth.
十块美金叫我买一瓶，我舍不得、啊，我绝对不买了。
I wouldn't buy it for $10.
是这样，他。一眼就看出，哇，三十两银子。
But when he saw this, he immediately identified it and knew that it was worth 300 denarii.
一个男人做一年的工资啊。
This is worth 1 year's labor.
如果以现在来讲的话，你一年工资多少
？How much is?
你有2万，你有10万嘛，对不对
？How much are the wages for 1 year's labor? If not 60,000, then maybe 100,000.
一瓶香膏。
So this is how much that one bottle of oil was worth.
不是大财产，但是至少也是不少啊。
It was not a great fortune, but it was still worth quite a bit.
他贪心哦。
But he was greedy.
但是他这个人很厉害的。
But he was also very strong.
他用那个属灵的教导、爱心，他说应该周济穷人，这是属灵的话。
He spoke with spiritual words.
用贪财的私心混乱了神家的价值观念。
And with his greed, he mixed up the value system of God.
你看他说，周济穷人到哪里去都是对的，对不对？
Because we can see that it is always good to give to the poor.
但是他用这个当幌子。
But this became a deception.
因为说是，有时候想起来也蛮同情他的。
And if you think about it, you might even sympathize with him.
因为耶稣穷啊。
Because Jesus was poor.
要交税银都交不出来，所以他虽然是带着钱袋，但是常常是空空的。
He didn't even have enough money to pay taxes with, so even though he carried a money bag, it was probably empty.
所以他当这个管钱的，现在是有时候管不到一毛钱。
So this person who was in charge of the money box probably didn't have much to watch over.
如果他是去管西律的那个他 的钱袋的话，那希利很有钱啊，可能一百万偷他十万，或是偷他一万，看不太出来，对不对？
If he were
希利王啊， oh. 你到国王当财政，对不对？国王钱那么多，对不对？
Herod. Okay. If he were to be the treasurer for King Herod, then he would have a lot of fortune to take care of or watch over.
那追溯穷到要交那个丁税的那个税银就交不出来，还要去钓鱼，那个从鱼嘴巴拿一个银来缴税，所以口袋里面空空的，当然是拿不到钱了。
So Jesus didn't even have enough to pay Caesar's taxes, so he had to fish up some.A coin from a fish.
那如果这个真拿到香膏卖了三十两子，他偷他一两也是看不太出来。那没有一点都没有偷不到。
So if they were truly to have sold this fragrant oil, then they would have. If he had stolen a couple denarii, then they wouldn't have known the difference.
那想起来耶稣也是够可怜。
But if you think about it, you can see that.How pitiful they were.
就在穷了，还出一个偷钱的。
How pitiful Jesus was because he was so poor and yet he had a thief beside him.
那这个犹大真的是以私心、贪心、以自己的利益混乱神国的、神家的价值观念。
And because of his greed, Judas mixed up the values of God's kingdom.
其实主耶稣爱他。
Jesus loved him.
主耶稣老早就警告他了。
And early on, Jesus had given him a warning.
约翰福音六章七十节。
And John chapter 6 verse 70.
这个耶稣变饼给五千人吃啊。
Jesus fed the 5,000 with bread.
然后后来主耶稣就开始讲道理给他们听。
And then after that, he began to teach them.
人跑了，越来越跑越少。
And one by one, they all ran away.
讲到圣餐的时候。
And then when he spoke of the Holy Communion,
哇，有些人说这话好难听啊。
There are many who said this is a hard saying.
66节有很多人退去了，不再跟他走了。
In verse 66, many of them left him and did not follow him anymore.
物质的饼好吃。
Because material bread is good to eat.
耶稣的肉跟血难吃难喝啊。
But the flesh of Christ and his blood is very difficult to eat.
那这时候剩下十二个。
So there are only 12 left.
但耶稣跟他们讲，
and Jesus said to them,
其实耶稣说我不是拣选了你们十二个门徒吗？但你中间有一个是魔鬼啊。
Did I not choose you the 12 and yet one of you is a devil?
耶稣这是做一般性的警告。
This is a kind of a general warning.
耶稣在讲的时候他没有指明是谁。
He did not say who he was referring to.
耶稣只是警告他们。
He was only for warning them.
那但是他一路上来贪到最后实在是受那个没有办法了，因为可能耶稣的钱也少啊。
But Judas was so greedy, so that in the end there was no other way.
最后他就好啊，把这耶稣也给卖掉，因为他没钱了嘛，只好卖你啊。
Because they were so poor, Jesus was so poor that the only thing that Judas could sell was Jesus himself.
他有特别他的有利的地方。
He had certain skills.
因为在当时呢，法利赛人要抓耶稣，或是公会人要抓耶稣，其实很容易，但是也很不容易。
Because at the time, for the Pharisees to actually capture Jesus, it was on the one hand an easy thing, and on the other difficult.
我们来看路加福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
第一节。
Luke chapter 22 verse 1.
除酵节又名逾越节，进了祭司长和文士想法着怎样才能够杀害耶稣，因为他们惧怕百姓。
The chief priests sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people.
他们其实他们要抓耶稣很容易的。
Actually, it was an easy thing for them to.
耶稣后来讲，我天天在殿里面，你们抓我实在是很容易啊，一抓就到了。
To capture Jesus, Jesus himself had said, I was in the temple every day, why didn't you lay hold of me then?
但是他们怕这些百姓。
But they were afraid of the people.
我们来看马太福音二十一章四十六节。
Let us also read Matthew chapter 1 verse 46.
四十六节。
21 verse 46.
这是祭司长啊，法利赛人啊，他们呢想要捉拿耶稣，只是怕众人。为什么呢？因为众人以为他是先知。
They sought to lay hands on him, but they feared the multitudes because they took him for a prophet.
所以他们气得半死，但是不敢抓就是了。
So they were so angry, and yet they could not lay hands on him because of the people.
对，因为他们怕乱。
They were afraid of
怕生乱
of creating a conflict or chaos.
并且在逾越节那个时候，那个我们再看回看那个马太福音二十六章第五节。
Let us also turn to Matthew 26 verse 5.
我们看第三节。
We read from verse 3.
那时祭司长和民间的长老聚集，大祭司称为盖亚法的院里。第五四节。
4.
大家商议要用诡计拿住耶稣杀他。第五节。
5.
只是说当节的日子不可，恐怕民间生乱。他们要抓耶稣又不敢抓。
They wanted to capture Jesus, and yet they couldn't. They didn't dare.
因为众民都认为耶稣是先知。
Because all of the multitudes took Jesus to be a prophet.
至少你看变饼的时候，至少五千个男人吃过他的饼啊。
And there were at least 5,000 men who ate of the bread that Jesus had performed a miracle.
所以这些祭司长他们也怕怕的。
So the chief priests were afraid.
不敢公众抓他。
They did not want to openly take hold of Jesus.
一到晚上，耶稣又到山上去。
So at night, Jesus would go up to the mountain.
也不容易啊。
And this was also not easy.
所以到最后逾越节那个晚餐的时候。
So at the night of the Passover.
我们看路加福音哦。
If we turn to Luke.
所以说要设立那个逾越节晚餐的时候
as,
Jesus, 我们看路加福音二十二章
as Jesus was preparing the Passover meal in Luke chapter 22
二十二章七节以下
22 verse 7
当主耶稣要做事常常先差人去准备、啊、
before Jesus did something he often sent people ahead of him to prepare the way
这次呢他第八节他打发这个彼得跟约翰
so in verse 8 he sent Peter and John
说你们去预备那个逾越节的晚餐
and he said to them go and prepare the Passover for us
第九节他们说、哎、在哪里呢
in verse 9 they asked him where
第十节
in 10
主耶稣好像远远要看到那个看到城里面去了
it seems as though Jesus had already seen ahead into the city.
So, 你们进到城哦,
he said, when you enter the city,
有一个人拿着水瓶哦,
a man will
迎面而来,
carry a pitcher of water.
那你们就跟着他,
and you shall follow him.
这样, 哦, 然后呢, 到他所进的房子里去,
and then you shall say to the master of the house.
你如果看这个,这一段第十节,你好像在看那个侦探片一样。
When you read this, it's as though you are watching a movie.
不是 movie, 就是在侦探小说里面就是什么都安排好他们都没有讲话耶稣说你去看到一个人拿水瓶跟那个迎面来你就跟着他也不用那个什么问说不用讲话了就是好像事先都已经安排好了你就跟着他走
It seemed that everything had been prepared ahead of time
水瓶当记号
So the pitcher was the pitcher of water was a sign
并且刚好你走到城门，刚好他迎着你来。
And when they entered into the city, the man would meet them there.
他们已经事先已经耶稣安排了，不然的话，你人家拿水瓶，你跟人家走到人家家做什么？一定是认识的人。
Jesus had already prepared the way. Otherwise, how could they follow some stranger into his house?
那第十一节。
11.
那就对大家那个家的主人说了。说我的老师夫子说客房在哪里我与我的门徒在那里要吃逾越节的筵席
And he said You shall say to the master of the house The teacher says to you Where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples
并且这家也是可能蛮有钱的人家
So this is probably a very wealthy man
十二节
12
他必指给你们 摆设整齐的一间大楼。
He will show you a large furnished upper room.
在楼上，并且很大大楼。
Was a very large room upstairs.
所以这好像很秘密的这样子。
It seems very secretive.
所以耶稣一出去，那些法利赛人几乎找不到的。
So as Jesus was going out, the Pharisees would have had a very difficult time finding him.
所以在这个夹缝里面，那个文士、法利赛人、祭司长他们就用上了犹大。
And so as Jesus was hidden in this place, the Pharisees and the scribes used Judas.
我们看路加福音二十二章。
Let us read Luke chapter 22.
第三节。这时撒旦入了那称为加略人犹大的心，他本是十二个门徒的一个。第四节，他去和祭司长并守殿官商量怎么可以把耶稣交给他们。
Verse 4，
他很有把握。
They were very confident.
只有他才晓得耶稣的行程啊。
Only Judas knew where Jesus was going to be.
就是十二个使徒，耶稣常带着他走的，他是其中之一啊。
And Judas, because Judas was one of the 12 whom Jesus brought with him.
所以他现在要把耶稣卖掉了。
So he was now going to sell Jesus.
其实他也很聪明的，他也晓得说这些法利赛人他们有困难，他们不敢明手拿耶稣。那他现在又是好像卧底的人，所以占了地利的便宜啊。
So we see that Judas was actually very crafty because he knew that they were having a hard time finding or laying hands on Jesus, and therefore he found a way for them.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
他们就欢喜，就约定给他银子啊。
And they were glad and agreed to give him money.
他真的是去把耶稣好像估价一样把他卖掉了。
So here it is as if Judas sold Jesus for a price.
那个我们看第六节。
Let us read verse 6.
他们应允了，就找机会要趁他应允了，就找机会要趁众人不在跟前的时候，把耶稣交给他们。
He sought an opportunity to betray Jesus in the absence of the multitude.
所以他犹大在找机会啊。
So Judas was seeking an opportunity.
他在等。
He was waiting.
绝对不能在众人面前。
He knew that it could not be in the presence of the multitude.
那耶稣单独一个人的时候。
And when Jesus was alone.
或是只是跟他的几个门徒在的时候。
Or when Jesus was only with his disciples.
哦，要找出看到底什么样机会最好啊。
He had to find the best time.
所以犹大在找机会哦。
So Judas was also looking for an opportunity.
那这个犹大是魔鬼进入他心里面的。
And it says here that Satan entered into Judas.
那耶稣说犹大你们当中有一个是撒旦啊。
And Jesus also said among you there is one who is Satan.
真的撒旦也在找我们。
Truly Satan is also looking for us.
也在等啊。
He is waiting.
等好机会。
He is waiting for a good opportunity.
所以他利用他的这个有利的地位要才卖得了耶稣了。
So he was utilizing his very powerful position to sell Jesus.
如果换另外一个人的话，可能没有那么好机会。
And if it were someone else in this condition, then he might not have such a good opportunity.
比如说，如果尼哥底母想要卖耶稣，
For example, if Nicodemus wanted to sell Jesus,
没有办法，
he wouldn't even have the means.
我看那个法利赛连那个一两银子都出不得，因为你也没有跟他，是不是？
And we can see that the Pharisees probably wouldn't even offer him any money because Nicodemus was not beside Jesus.
所以犹大是真正的得到很尊贵的位分，并且主耶稣带着他到处走，他利用这样的一个机会才又要来卖耶稣。
So Judas was in a very valuable, very precious position, and he utilized his status to betray Jesus.
我们看约翰福音第十三章。
Let us turn to John chapter 13.
现在越来越紧张了。
And we can see the tension is increasing.
这个犹大已经跟人家定了钱了，定了价钱了。
Judas had already set the price.
但是主耶稣知道。
That Jesus also knew about this.
主耶稣第13章第一节。
Verse 1 of chapter 13.
主耶稣知道他自己要离开世上。
Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world to the Father.
主耶稣爱世上属自己的人。
He loved his own who were in the world.
这12个门徒是他认为属他自己的人。
He thought of these 12 as his own.
就爱他们到底哦。
And he loved them to the end.
耶稣用爱到底的爱来爱他。
Jesus loved them to the very end.
耶稣没有讲话就洗他们的脚。
And Jesus, without saying anything, washed their feet.
爱到底的爱。
This is a kind of love that is ultimate love.
真的，耶稣爱到最后一分钟啊，用最后的一个一滴力量来爱他。
We see that Jesus loved them to the very last minute, to the very last drop of blood.
但是这时候，魔鬼已经将那个卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大的心里面。
But at this time, the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas to betray Jesus.
这时候他只有意念了哈。
He had the intention.
但主耶稣还是爱他。
But Jesus still loved him.
主耶稣还是希望用最大的爱能够挽回犹大的心。
Jesus still hoped that he could use this great love to turn his heart around.
那耶稣洗完他们的脚之后。
But after he washed their feet,
耶稣就问他们了。
Jesus asked them,
说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？
He said, Do you understand what I have done to you?
犹大在那里了。
Judas was also there.
犹大，你明白耶稣替你洗脚吗？
Judas, do you understand that I have washed your feet?
他心慢慢在硬了。His
heart was hardening.
真的凝结起来。It
became solid.
所以耶稣很伤心了。So
Jesus was also very pained.
耶稣刚刚洗过他的脚。Because
Jesus had just washed his feet.
他就举起耶稣刚洗过的脚要踢耶稣了。
But he was going to raise up the very feet that Jesus had just washed to kick Jesus.
所以耶稣就说，同我吃饭的人用脚踢我。
So he said, the one who has eaten with me will turn against me.
21节。
21.
耶稣说了这话，心里忧伤。
And as he said this, he was very troubled in spirit.
耶稣忧伤不是说被犹大踢到很忧伤。
He was not in pain because he had been kicked by Judas' heel.
耶稣最大的忧伤是因为他用最大的爱来爱这个要卖他的门徒，但是没有办法挽回他的心。But
he was so grieved because he had loved them with this ultimate love, and yet he could not turn his heart around.
最后，主耶稣看不行了。So
there was no other way.
用各种方式来，最后还拿饼啊，说哦，我交一点饼给谁？他那个犹大心里是有够硬啊。
And here we see that Jesus had no other means. He even dipped a piece of bread and gave it to Judas. But Judas was very hard of heart. He said very sorrowfully that, Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me.
我们看22节。
22.
门徒彼此对看，猜不透所说的是谁。
The disciples looked at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke.
犹大很厉害啊。
Judas was very skillful.
他已经钱拿了哦。
He had already received the money.
价钱定了。
The price was set.
他12个门徒里面都不晓得是谁啊。
And yet among the 12, none of them knew who it was.
很高照。
He was very powerful.
三年一起啊，三年同窗，一般是这样。你若三相助，若住三年之后，那碗破了，一定是晓晓得是谁打破的。
就是那个笨手笨脚那个。 If you live together for 3 years, then you would know the ins and outs of each other.
住几天，爬楼梯就晓得啊，谁上来了，Jason来了，或是真的，你一听就晓得哎，谁来了。
If you listen,
走楼梯就知道了。
Only after a couple of days of living with each other, then you can even recognize their footsteps.
他们同窗三年。
But they lived together for 3 years.
没有人能够看出来。
But none of them could discern.
可见他一路来摸那些钱，没有人知道。如果知道的话，他摸一次被人知道了，下次要卖耶稣，人家一定说就是你，因为你贪心惯了。没有人知道。
If we can see that they were not even aware of Judas stealing from the money box, because if they knew of it, then they would have immediately accused him of being the betrayer.
And
then we can say that this is a...
就猜不透了。
This is a... it could not be guessed by anybody.
其他的门徒也不是泛泛之辈了,
and the other disciples were not...
他们也是有头脑的嘛，是不是？他们年纪那么大了。
They were perplexed, yet we know that they were also very... They had their wits about them.
但是犹大更高招。But
Judas was even more adept.
三年的同学、同窗、同桌、同席、同住，早就是想不到会是他。Because
he was able to hide this from the disciples with whom he had also lived for 3 years.
到最后主耶稣
And in the end, Jesus actually did give him a piece of bread.
27节,
27.
他吃了,
after he ate it,
他真的吃了,
he actually ate the bread.
他心真硬哦,
and his heart was truly very hard.
吃了之后,
after the piece of bread, Satan entered into him.
主耶稣用各种方法没有办法留住他。
Jesus used every method possible, but he could not save Judas. So Jesus said to him,
说你所做的快做吧。
What you do, do quickly.
28节,
28.
哇,这些门徒,实在是,28节, 同席的人没有一个知道是为什么对他说这话。
And none of them at the table knew what he was talking about.
他们刚刚才在问了,说谁要卖你啊?
They had just asked him, who is it who will betray you?
意思就是说,他们绝对没有,不会想到这样子的。真的是,如果他们都戴眼镜的话,11个眼睛都打破了。真是会跌破。They
didn't have any clue at all.
在这个时候还没有人知道说就是犹大。At
this point, none of them had a clue that it was Judas.
所以可见他做的天衣无缝,一点,他的同学一点怀疑都没有啊。 甚至耶稣明明指出了，他们还可能不相信，怎么会发生这种事情？
So
不可能啊！
We can see that what Judas did, they could have absolutely no second guess of.
好像说公鸡生蛋，不可能。
It's as if
那样的信念啊，因为指明到这样子，他们还是这不可能，公鸡怎么生蛋？
It's as impossible a thing as a rooster laying an egg.
29节,
29.
有人还替他讲好话,
and others were actually speaking well of Jesus.
29节有人呢，因呢犹大带着钱囊，以为耶稣对他说：“你去买我们过节所用的东西啊，或是叫他拿什么周济穷人。”
They actually thought that Judas was going to buy something for the feast or to give to the poor.
这个犹大他实在是半年的，哇，实在是太厉害了。 耶稣说你去做吧，是说你卖我，去卖吧。他们没有一个人听出来啊，并且有人说，哎，他可能买我们要用的东西，可能去买水果啊，或是买什么。还有人说，哎，他可能去做好心，去行善，去周济穷人，因为他刚刚讲的说要三十两银子周济穷人啊，不是吗？所以在门徒的圈子里面，犹大是一个好人，并且是一个神耶稣所重用的人。
So we can see that all of them were deceived because none of them knew the true intentions of Judas. They actually thought well of him and well enough to think that he was going out to buy something for the poor.
他给其他的他的同学留下的印象也一定非常非常好，不然不可能这样子。
So he must have given all of his fellow followers of Jesus a very good impression.
因为耶稣伤心的这个样子,
because Jesus was so grieved.
主说，门徒靠着他的胸膛问说：“主啊，是谁？”
And the disciple whom he loved, who leaned on his bosom, asked him, "Who is it?"
耶稣说：“拿 饼给谁就是谁，他们没有办法相信。
And Jesus said, "It is He who might give this piece of bread." And when He gave it, they still didn't understand.
他们还把它做最好的解释啊。
They couldn't believe it, and they actually explained it away.
对，出去买东西。
That He was going out to buy something.
救济穷人。
That He was going to give something to the poor.
是非常高尚的嘛。
We can see that this is a very high and noble act.
三十节。
30。
这个犹大说呢，那些饼呢哈，那点饼。
And having received the piece of bread,
他马上出去了。
He went out immediately.
因为魔鬼进入他的心了。
Because Satan entered him.
那个时候是夜间了。
And it was night.
他离开了那个大牢房。
It was night when he left.
离开了那个有灯的，那么有灯了哈的一个小团体。
He left the upper room and that group where they had light.
这时候的耶稣心里已经很悲痛了。
So we can see that Jesus must have been very sorrowful in his heart.
眼睛眼睁睁的看整夜祷告所拣选的这个门徒现在走向黑暗。
Because he now saw with his own eyes the disciple whom he had chosen after a whole night of prayer go out into the night.
用最大的爱没有办法挽回这个门徒的心。
And he could not turn back his disciples' heart even with the greatest love.
主耶稣眼睁睁地看他走了。
Jesus saw it with his own eyes.
这很悲惨的事情。
We can see how tragic this was.
你看，若这很难过的事情就是了。
This is a very sorrowful thing indeed.
好，那出去之后。
So after he left.
31节。
31。
他既出去。
After he had gone,
耶稣才开始讲爱的道理了。
Jesus began to speak of love.
才给他们一条新的命令。
And he gave them a new commandment.
犹大不出去。
If Judas had not gone out,
新的命令下不来。
He would not have given this new commandment.
好，他真的出去了。
So Judas indeed had gone out.
出去之后。
And after he had gone,
我们看不久之后他又来了。
We see not long after that he.
马太福音26:47。
Matthew chapter 24:27。
马太福音26:47。
Matthew chapter 26:27。
这里说说话之间，那是个门徒里的犹大来了。
It says that Judas.
犹大来了。
Came.
他来得很威风啊。他来得很光荣。来，我们来看约翰福音第十八章第三节。
John chapter 18:3。
约翰福音十八章第三节。
John chapter 18:3。
三年来，他只是跟班的。
He was only one of the followers of Jesus for 3 years.
就是跟班的，然后给人家差遣的。
He was just one of the followers, one who was chosen.
那最好的时刻是偶尔偷点钱。
And only on occasion he would steal some money.
现在他又来了。
Now he came back.
不一样啊。
And it was different.
十八章先生，犹大领了一队兵，他好像带队官一样。
Verse 3, it says that he brought with him a detachment of
troops. 和祭司长并法利赛人的差役啊。
And also officers from the priests and Pharisees.
他带了一大队，那个好像带队官一样。
He brought with him a whole throng as if he were the leader.
你可以看到他好像派头十足啊，威风八面。
He was a very proud and glorious leader.
但是这时候他已经是魔鬼所利用的器皿了。
But at this time he was actually already an instrument of Satan.
他曾是神国里面主耶稣所拣选的同在同住受训的一个人啊。
He had once been one of them who was chosen and sent and appointed by Jesus in his kingdom.
主耶稣也是把权柄交在他手里。
And Jesus had also given him authority.
他现在来了。
But now he came back.
很威风啊。
And he came back with a whole throng.
好，这时候呢，他就找到耶稣这里来了。
And he found Jesus.
他用亲嘴的。
And he kissed Jesus.
他用人间爱的记号来把他的主卖掉了。
He used a gesture of love to betray his savior.
他卖掉他的老师。
He betrayed his master.
他的朋友。
His friend.
他的兄弟。
His brother.
他的主。
His lord.
就是耶稣。
Jesus.
他 不是要把他卖去当奴隶啊。
He was not selling him to become a slave.
约瑟被他的弟兄们卖哈，到时候卖去当奴隶也是赚点钱啊。
Joseph was sold by his brothers to be a slave.
所以说是卖被去钉十字架。
But Jesus was sold to be crucified on the cross.
其实他不只是把耶稣的身体卖掉，也把他的命卖了。其实到最后是犹大把自己卖了。
So actually, Judas was not only selling the body of Christ, but also himself.
所以他实在是就把耶稣卖了。
So he sold Jesus.
我们看马太福音二十七章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 27.
二十七章。
Matthew 27.
我们看第一从第一节到第三节了。
From verse 1 through verse 3.
他们到早上，这是他们要商议要怎么治死耶稣。
And the morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people were plotting against Jesus.
就把他捆绑解去交给那个巡抚比拉多。
And they bound him and led him and gave him to Pontius Pilate.
在这个审判的过程呢，他们先去公会，然后再去那个。祭司长那边。
Through this process of judgment, they first held a court and they
就祭司长那边。
Before the chief priest.
那他们就是什么 Sanhedrin 是不是
？Before the Sanhedrin.
Sanhedrin 的，他们商议说要把耶稣治死。
And they plotted how to put him to death.
但是这公会没有判死罪的这个权柄。
But that the Sanhedrin did not have the authority to give a death penalty.
So they 还要把它交给当时的行政官，就是比拉多，
so they,
就巡抚啊。
They had to give him over to the governor, who was Pilate.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
这时候，卖耶稣的犹大看见耶稣已经定了罪，就后悔了。
Then Judas, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful.
这时候是他是应该是真的后悔了。
He was probably truly remorseful.
我看魔鬼离开他了。
At this point, I think Satan had already left him.
他也是变成一个正常人了。
He became once again an ordinary man.
他醒过来了。
He awoke.
他看到耶稣就是这样要被钉死了。
He saw that Jesus was going to be crucified.
他后悔。
And he was remorseful.
真心的后悔。
He was truly remorseful.
人间这样的后悔最。最可怜的最恐怖啊。
This kind of remorse is both the greatest kind of remorse and most fearful.
他是真的即使后悔哦。
Because it was remorse unto death.
即使的就是马上的，耶稣这时候还没死啊，只是人还没有完全真的到最后定案了。第一，那个公会一定说死啊，他马上后悔了。
Jesus was not yet put to death, but he had already been condemned, and seeing this, he was immediately remorseful.
你还没有做最后的定案呢。
Because they had not given the final penalty.
这时候他后悔。
And he was remorseful.
这样的后悔是没有办法挽救的后悔。
There is no way out of this.
这是很大的懊悔啊。
This is a very great regret.
他三十两子又交回去。
And he gave back.The 30 pieces.
他第四节他说我卖了无辜人的血。
He said, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood.
我有罪了。
I have sinned.
他知道自己的罪。
He knew his own sin.
他也知道耶稣是无辜。
And he also knew that Jesus was innocent.
他要把钱还回去。
He wanted to give back the 30 pieces.
已经找不到门路了。
But there was no way out.
你要说你自己承担吧。
They said, what is that to us?
他没有办法。
You see to it.
这时候是最痛苦的时候。
This was a most painful moment for him.
我们来看他这个钱，如果我们看马太福音二十七章哈，这里他要交回去，人家不要了。
We can see that he wanted to give back the money, but they didn't. They refused it.
其实他这个钱，如果我们看二十六章第一节。
And if we look at chapter 26 verse.
他是逾越节。前两天才拿到钱呢。
He received this money two days before the Passover.
过了逾越节的凌晨，这时候还不到早上六点哦，六点以前，因为六点以前耶稣被钉死，被那个定案定死罪。
And this is in the early morning, before 6 o'clock in the morning, when Jesus was actually condemned to death. Let us turn to John chapter 19. John chapter 19, verse 14. He felt regret before Jesus was even given over to Pilate.
那这最后定案是在十九章十四节呢，那日是预备逾越节的日子了哈，约有五阵，比拉多对犹太人说，看哪，这是你们的王，他们喊着说，除掉他，除掉他，钉他十字架。比拉多说，我可以把你们的王钉十字架吗？祭司长回答说，除了干扫，我们没有王。于是比拉多将耶稣交给他们去钉十字架，所以耶稣被最后被钉。
So Jesus was crucified at the fifth hour.
Okay, 那五阵就是第六个钟头了哈。中国人用子丑寅卯辰巳午，哦，子是零点嘛哈，子丑寅卯辰巳午，五阵是六点。那六点要不是早上六点，就是晚上六点。那这个时候是早上六点。
So Jesus was condemned to death at the sixth hour in the morning.
他钱其实在口袋里面没有几天了。So
the money was in his pocket for only a short while.
并且看样子他还没买到什么东西了。And
he didn't buy anything with that money.
因为他马上又拿得出来三十两银子啊，他好像这三十两银子还原封不动啊。
He could take out the 30 pieces of silver. They were untouched. He was truly remorseful. And there was no way he could overcome his regret. The sin was like a knife that pierced into his heart. But the awakening of his conscience was too late.
如果我们算一算，他离开耶稣，离开那个温馨的大楼，直到他现在，应该绝对不会超过十二个小时，顶多不会超过八个小时。We
can see that from the time he left that upper room until this time, it was probably no more than 12 hours.
最多不会12个小时了，就是他离开那个大楼的时候，不可能是下午六点，到隔天的六点以前，他已经死了。He
could not have left the upper room before 6 o'clock in the evening that day, and Jesus was condemned to death at the 6th hour in the morning, 12 hours later.
魔鬼进入他的心。
So Satan entered into his heart.
到魔鬼离开,
and Satan left him.
短短的这么一段小时间，it was only
a very, very short period of time.
他整个人就完了,
but it was his end.
这可以给我们一个警戒就是了。So
this also gives us a warning.
他可能一路来小罪不断。
The whole way here, he probably committed very small sins.
人家说大罪不换，小罪不断。
He didn't commit any big sins, but he continued to commit little sins.
在他的心很那么硬啊。
And his heart was very hard.
到最后，实在是魔鬼真的进入他的心，耶稣眼睁睁看他走。
So in the end, Satan actually entered him, and Jesus saw him leave with his own eyes.
所以他丢弃了他最尊贵的人间。 一次性的福气啊。So
he gave up this one and only status of the apostle.
所以主耶稣很感慨了。So
Jesus was very open.
说卖人子的有祸了。He
said, woe to
卖人子的有祸。
Woe to those who betray.
他若不生在世上倒好。
Because it would have been better if he had never been born. This is in Mark chapter
14.
And in fact, he hung himself. And his stomach burst open. So he hung himself and then his body actually burst open.
警戒。
So this gives us a very severe warning.
也给我们一个安慰啦。
And it also gives us comfort.
安慰什么？
What does it comfort us?
主耶稣是爱我们的。
Jesus loves us.
爱到最后一秒钟。
He loves us.
最后的一份力量。
To the very end, to the very last minute, to the very last drop of energy.
但是我们心要软了。
But we have to be soft of heart.
心一硬，就像以色列人一样。
Once our hearts are hard, then we become like the Israelites.
硬心啊，存着不信的硬心。
The Israelites who were so hard of heart and unbelieving.
那就太晚了。
Then it is too late.
我们这个当我们的警戒。
So this is a warning for us.
那也求主耶稣让我们在我们的信仰当中能够一路的保守我们。
And we also pray that Jesus will preserve us our whole way.
十二个使徒了哈。
Out of all of the 12 disciples.
也不是每个都是犹大。
Not all of them were Judas.
健康的是绝大多数啊。
Most of them were healthy.
十二分之一人才是犹大。
Only one out of the 12 was Judas.
所以感谢神啊。
So we thank God.
我们在神的国里面也是会蒙他保守的。
We are preserved in the kingdom of God.
神一直爱着我们。
And God continues to love us.